Well, it's season 4 of Keswell 101, and that means we get a new jingle. Hope you liked it. You know the rules by now. It's simple. Contestants answer 9 questions from my little black book here, and then the 10th question. What would you put into Keswell 101? As ever, I'll do my best to find weaknesses in our contestants' answers and make myself feel better by some gentle mockery. So, kick back and relax, or just continue doing what you're doing, and let us fill your silence with wisdom and wit with our 11th contestant and final one of season 4.
Question 1.
Who are you and what do you actually do?
Hello, my name is Gavin Lynch-Frahel, and in King Out Birds, I do a number of tasks. First of all, I'm a teacher of history. I've also turned my hand at a bit of theory of knowledge, you know, just to mess with the minds of the sixth form, about the realities of what we know in the world. I also coach games, where I've coached all the major sports. And so I'm a bit of a piece of the furniture, really, in Edward House for the last few years, as the assistant housemaster. So I've been kind of all around the school. I've really enjoyed it.
Question 2.
What are the best and worst bits of your job?
The best and worst part of my job, I think it's the same thing. It's the students. Because they can be the best part of your job when they do really amazing things and you have really positive experiences with them. My favourite of all time being the new Edward head of house, Henry Bensley, who will admit in himself that he is not the greatest footballer, but he raised his game once in house football when he was in the third form and took out a boy who shall remain nameless. But was by a mile the best footballer in his year group, and Henry absolutely owned him. And that to me was one of my happiest days in the school, to see Henry dominate that boy just by true sheer effort and determination. And then the worst bit is, you know, it's when, you know, as teenagers do, they decide to take things into their own hands and, you know, they come up with ideas and they think that their idea is the best idea in the world, that they couldn't possibly see anything wrong with this plan. And then when it goes to fruition, it all blows up in their face and then I end up interviewing them about it. So it's, the best and worst part of the job, it all comes from the students. It's their successes are the best things in the world, and sometimes when they get it wrong, it can be really stressful to try and resolve it.
Question.
Why did you volunteer to do this podcast?
Why did I volunteer to do this podcast? I'm repeating my questions and Steve is going to slag me over this. I volunteered to do the podcast because I felt sorry for Mr. Gardner. I didn't think many people would say yes to him because, you know, we all knew we were going to be subjected to his selective editing. So I said I would be nice and, you know, take whatever's coming at me on the chin. With a stiff upper lip, that's what I've learned from living in England. You know, everyone has a stiff upper lip. It's the British way to take it on.
Question 4.
What's your favourite word and why?
My favourite word is rhythm. I just really like the sound of it, and also because I haven't gotten any. Playing sport, I feel like a bit of a Peter Crouch, but Peter Crouch is a bit more coordinated than I am. I feel I'm all elbows and knees. But I'd really like the word rhythm, and I really wish my rhythm was much better in doing things. Hence why I was never a musician, because I just can't seem to keep beat or time with anything.
Question 5.
What is your favourite place and why?
My favourite place in the whole world is God, that's a tough one. What do I like? God, my favourite place.
Take your time, Gav. We've got all day.
Yeah, I'd give you a weird one, actually. At the moment, the one place I love being is at about, in the summer, at about 8 o'clock on Upper Gardens, just after the cricket match finished, sitting down. It was one night last year where we were sitting there outside having a few drinks after the game. Barbecue was on, the sun was going down, and deer came onto the pitch and just started running around the place, and everyone just stopped to take it in. And that, to me, I think was one of my favourite places in the world. I really enjoyed that moment. It just really felt something to me, you know, kind of nature. We were all there as a group, you know. It was a beautiful, beautiful spot. I don't think Mr. Gardner was there because I think he broke someone's cheekbone playing bowling at him, but that's another story.
Uh-oh. Question 6.
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
My go-to order at a restaurant is in Tycoon in Guildford. They do a fantastic kind of selection box. Tycoon is actually opening on Friday night, and I will be there queuing up for it for my takeaway. It's the first time they've done it. It's got a bit of everything: fish, chicken, vegetables, all loads of it's deep fried, some satay sauce. It is absolutely fantastic. Myself and Mr. Shaw, for those of you who remember him, we used to go there on a regular basis, and we used to just get that dish. We used to actually get two or three of them, because it's so good, and I cannot wait to have it on Friday. I'll literally be, that is me fighting to the top of the queue to get that.
Those elbows and knees will be useful, no doubt.
Question 7.
What do you wish you had known when you were 18 that you know now?
When I was 18, what I wish I knew that I would kind of know now. Life is a series of changes, disappointments, and successes, and neither of which you're actually going to be ready for. I've always said it to my boys, when my leavers in particular, whenever I've had them leave, that, you know, if you told me I'd be sitting here recording a podcast for King Edward School Wickley in lovely, leafy southwest Surrey, and my favourite sport would be cricket at 18, I'd have absolutely laughed at you. But that's what life does. It deals you different cards. You go into things and you think, you know, this is going to be my future and I'm going to be there forever. That's all gone. Opportunities will arise, new things will come along, and you just have to take what you get offered and take the change and make the best out of what opportunities come. And you'll never know where you end up. Because I genuinely, when I was a naval officer at 18, I never thought that I would be sitting here right now in England. So embrace that change, I think, and be ready for it and be excited by it, because there's lots of opportunities from it. I think life would be quite boring if it was just a linear track where there was no real, you know, surprises or anything. So I suppose what I wish I knew when I was 18 was, you know, things aren't going to go how you plan. You'll plan something and it'll blow up. It could blow up in a good way or a bad way. But just embrace it and go with it. And do put your best foot forward. Be decent and, you know, it'll work out all right.
Question 8.
What are you curious about right now?
What am I curious about right now? I'm reading a book on social mobility, by Lee Elliott Major and Stephen Machen. It's called Social Mobility and Its Enemies. I'm really interested in this topic because it's something that's kind of caught my eyes. I was doing a PhD very recently. I've just taken a little break from it because I kind of lost my motivation a little bit, and I've got a new role in September that I have to prepare for. And I was looking at kind of teachers and schools and differences in teachers and things like that. And I think I've had a kind of a rebirth where I'm starting to, you know, have a vision about social mobility and how schools feed into that, because it's something I think King Edward's does really well and not a lot of people give us credit for, that we are quite an open school that way, and how we do a lot in raising people and giving people opportunities in society. And I'm kind of interested in looking at that in a much broader way in England, of seeing how people move up and move down in society, because, you know, opportunity is a very important thing. And, you know, after all of this crisis that's gone on, we can see that the people in society who've had the best, you know, the best facilities, the best money, you know, the wealthy have come out very well. And, you know, people who have struggled, you know, are the people at the very bottom, and they make up most of the debts. So I think that's something we need to look at, about, you know, bringing up our society and bringing everyone up together. I think former Taoiseach or Prime Minister of Ireland, Sean Lamass, said that the rising tide lifts all boats, you know. And I think that's something that I'm really getting into at the moment, just to understand how society will change.
Question 9.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
I would be a lion. Always a big fan of the Lion King. I like the family element to a lion. I think the fact that they all stay together, not so much for the fierceness or the, you know, the King of the Jungle. I always found King of the Jungle to be weird, because I didn't really think lions lived in jungles. I thought they were more kind of savannah creatures. That was something I grew up listening. But I think the fact that they're quite striking animals, they're, you know, but they're pack hunters, I think, which is really kind of nice, kind of a thing that they work together. That's what I'd like to be.
Mr. Lynch Fryhill, some of our listeners are still awake. So please would you tell us what you would put into Keswa 101?
Kes Room 101, I am putting in exams. I find exams to be the most tiring things that we've created as a society. Scrap the GCSE, scrap the A-level, scrap the IB. Complete waste of time in my view in some cases. But unfortunately, it's the only way we have of assessing people, and I think we need to review that. I think what we've done now with this KES online, KES at home, you know, we've shown that we've great potential as a society to come up with something new. You know, for the fact that we were told we have to completely redevelop how we teach and how we conduct our school in the space of a week, and we've come up with something really good. I think this is a great opportunity to look at how we assess people, because I've had pupils who've come through the school who've been the sharpest, most intelligent pupils I've ever come across, but they can't write. not even that they can't, you know, physically write, but they're not good at articulating themselves on paper. And, you know, they're great debaters, they're great, you know, able to engage, and they're very clever people. And they've been stumped by this, you know, archaic way of assessing people. And I think we need to broaden that out a lot more, and we need to find a better way to do that. So Room 101, what I put into is all standardized testing. So thank you very much. I think for most of you, it'll probably be the last time you hear from me, as I'm unfortunately leaving in 2 weeks. So to everyone who's listening, my sincerest best wishes for the future. Thank you for everything in KES. It's been an absolute wonderful time here. 5 years, God, it's gone so quick. I still feel like I was in my mid to late 20s when I came here. But, you know, I wish you all the best, and I do hope to see a lot of you in the future. And to all the leavers, and to, you know, all the younger people, when you leave, come back to All Wits Day. You know, come back to the school, celebrate your time here, because I do intend on attending next year, and I'd like to see a lot of you. So have fun, and stay safe, everyone.
Well, there we go. That was possibly the last public thing that Mr. Lynch Fryhill does for King Edward's. It goes without saying that we wish him all the very best for his new role at Ampleforth, a promotion, a housemaster. And let's use some of Mr. Lynch's own words to make us appreciate what Kez will be losing. We'll be losing a guy who admittedly loves to mess with the minds of the sixth form, whose worst bit of his teaching and pastoral job are the students. A guy who loves boys who own and dominate other boys. A guy who goes about his business using his elbows and knees and can't keep to time. But he did pass on a couple of pearls of wisdom there. He's told us that life is a series of disappointments that you will never be ready for, and that you'll plan things and it will blow up. But appreciate and embrace the explosion. Mr. Lynch, thank you. I think this is the second podcast you've done. I hope you appreciate that I didn't edit anything you said this time. But hopefully there will be a next time. Take care. Bye for now.